Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number 2 of the Lose Weight, Create Life podcast. My name is Ryan Tomko, and today we're going to be talking to my friend Crystal, or as you may know her on Instagram as Reduced Fat Mama. Crystal has an amazing story of her weight loss journey, starting from the arrival of her son and his trials and issues that he had going on in the beginning stage of his life. Listen in as Crystal shares us some different viewpoints from her starting out on her journey to her present day. If you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to share this with a friend who may be in need of this message. With that, let's get to the interview. Hey, I'm so grateful to have you here. Thank you so much.
Of course, thank you. Thanks for having me and inviting me on.
Absolutely. You have a very interesting story, one that I've heard before, and I think is just very unique in the way your weight loss journey kind of started, came to, you know, a little bit of a halt, and then got restarted. I would love to hear more about your story and what got you started on your weight loss journey.
Sure. So I've always been either overweight or obese my entire life, but when I was 20 years old is when I put on about 50 to 60 pounds. Okay. And maybe like, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 times after I was 20, I tried to lose weight. And every time I would lose like 30 to 40 pounds, and I would lose that, and then I would gain it back, and then I would lose it, and then I would gain it back.
Right.
I failed every time. Yeah. Well, then July, I believe, of 2015, I started a weight loss journey again. I lost 40 pounds. And then I ended up pregnant. So that came to a standstill. I only put on 20 pounds in my pregnancy, which is really great. Right. Because I was 245 when I got pregnant. So, had my son, and, my son ended up having a stroke. So, after he was born, I lost the 20 pounds that I had gained during my pregnancy. And then I lost another 12 or 13. So I was down in like the 230s. Wow. And, but it was really rough. The first year of his life, he was in the hospital 7 times. He was battling epilepsy. We were on a ton of medications, sleep studies, all kinds of crazy stuff. And I put on 53 pounds. Okay. I was comfort in emotional eating, which I had done my entire life, but it got really bad during that time. And last year, so I guess while I was gaining the weight, I can remember hitting 240 again. So, you know, after I had him, I was down in the 230s, and then I was 240, and I'm like, that's fine. You just won't get up to 250, you know? And then I'd weigh myself, and then you're in the 250s. And then I went to the doctor just to have a checkup, a physical, and I was 266. You know, and then it's like, you're 270s. Okay, that's fine, but I'm not going to get, you know, any higher.
Yeah, right, right.
And my highest weight before I got pregnant with my son was 285. Okay. And then I don't know what happened last year, what made me do it. But January 1st, 2018, I stepped on the scale and it read 291.6. So I had surpassed almost 7 pounds of my highest, you know, weight before. And I was just kind of in shock, like, oh my God, you're almost 300 pounds, you know, and at 5'3", like that's, you know, that was pretty big for me. And I decided that I had to change. My son was getting close to walking. Bending over the bathtub to bathe him was hard. It was just, you know, normal everyday things. Me and my husband would play wrestle sometimes, and I would get so short of breath within like seconds, walking, like I was short of breath, and I'm just like, okay, you know, you gotta make a change. And I made a change, and here I am today.
That's incredible. Now, one thing I always look at and look back on for myself and with other people is what I like to call the I'm fat moment. I know you kind of said that, you know, the beginning of the year you stepped on the scale and really decided to, you know, hone in and make the change. Did you ever have any other moments where you were just like, oh my God, you know, anything like in public or something like that?
Oh, yeah. One of them, and you would have thought that would have been the time that I would have changed. My husband and I went with his family to Cedar Point, I want to say 2014, I think. Okay. And I went to get on a roller coaster and didn't fit. So I had to get off and I was sobbing and my husband wanted to get off too. And I'm like, no, we just waited in line for an hour. Like, you ride the ride. His dad was on there with us and I got off and I just sobbed. 'Cause I'm like, I'm too big for a roller coaster, you know? And even then it wasn't, you know, it like something like that and how embarrassing it was, it still didn't click. You know, that's like, I think one of the biggest, you know, always like pictures, like seeing yourself in pictures, not wanting, you know, other people to take pictures of you. But I would say that was one of the biggest, moments that was like really hard. You know, the rest of the day, I didn't really get to spend a lot of the time with my husband because I told him, hey, go ride, you know, rides. We're here at Cedar Point. Like, you should be doing what you want to do, you know, and I couldn't ride any of those rides because I didn't fit. So
I get that. And to make sure you don't feel alone, I have a similar story. And this actually only occurred about a year ago, I think. So my mom had passed away on October 1st, 2017. And right before then, I was still steadily gaining weight at the time. I didn't want to accept it, but I definitely was. My girlfriend and I went to Disney World and we went to Universal Studios in Florida. We went to go ride one of the Harry Potter rides at Universal. And it was like a harness that goes over your shoulders. For whatever reason, every other ride at Disney World, at Universal, I had no problems with. But of course, and I am a Harry Potter fanatic and my girlfriend is not. So this was the moment. And I went to go sit down in the seat, and luckily it wasn't like on the ride like yours was, it sounded like. They had like a size in seat before you got in there.
Yes.
And they like the guy like noticed me, pulled me aside, and I'm just like, oh crap, here we go. And then I sit down in it. Yeah, and it didn't click over, unfortunately. We had since gone back to the one in California last year, a couple months later, and I had lost weight up until then. And I don't know if it was because I was too heavy. I'm a tall guy, and I'm 6'3", so the way I kind of sit in the seat kind of puts me really higher. So I don't know if just my bone structure wasn't right, or that's what I'm telling myself now, at least, until I'm under 250, and then I'll be able to just slide right in.
Right.
But yeah, it was very similar. So I get that. And yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, we had waited for like it might not have been an hour, but it was like 45 minutes. Like, we were on getting ready to get on, and it was the Raptor. So it was the one that, you know, came down, and it would not click.
Yeah. Oh, I get it. And I don't know. Was it Cedar Point, I'm assuming?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I am terrified of outdoor roller coasters. You can put me in an indoor roller coaster, I'll be perfectly fine. However, outdoor roller coasters, especially at Cedar Point, are terrifying to me.
Even now, like, if we went back, I know I would definitely fit, but I don't even know if I would go on it, just because, I don't know, my stomach gets kind of woozy now with rides and stuff like that, but... Well, yeah, and again, I'm sorry to hear about your mom. It's hard when, you know, things, you know, like that hit you. And then, I mean, like, when you comfort yourself in food, like, it's really hard going through something. Like, my son's stroke really, you know, it did me in. It really did.
I get it. Yeah. Not similar at all. However, similar mindset wise, I mean, just that devastation kicks in and you resort to your old ways, unfortunately, and everything just kind of goes out the window. It is what it is. But luckily for both of us, we're doing much better current day. And
much better, yes. Much
better. You especially. How low are you down to now? Because you're at like a record low for yourself right now. Is that right?
Yeah. So I have lost 111.9 pounds. So I guess you could say 112.
Yeah, I mean,
but
yeah.
I always won that point.
Yes, yes.
So, yeah, last January I weighed 291.6, and as of today, I'm 179.7. And I cannot even remember being this weight. Like, I know I was in high school, but I was never huge about the scale. Like, I was always people called me fat. Like, you know, right. I was chubbier. Right. Like, if you would look at pictures of me in high school, you'd be like, oh my gosh, you're small. But I wasn't small, you know, compared to a lot of people. Sure. But I honestly, even growing up, the only weight I can ever remember is like fifth grade. I was 115, and that was pretty big. You know, I was bigger than all the other kids, but
sure.
I never really got on the scale a ton. And then even into adulthood, like, unless I was losing weight, that's the only time I ever got on a scale.
Okay. No, I get it. Do you ever look back and just think, like, especially right now, when you say, how much was it? 100 and how much again?
112 pounds.
That is incredible.
It's
yeah.
It's insane.
We'll give you the point one. Yeah. What does that mean to you? And what do you think when you look back at that number, especially, what does that kind of mean to you now?
I can remember even 18, 19 years old when I was probably like 200 pounds.
Sure.
You know, I can remember just laying in bed and like daydreaming that I was thin and I could wear these clothes and I could, you know, it's kind of weird, but like I always did that. And instead of putting in the work, I always just like wished for things.
Sure.
And, I never lost more than 40 pounds. Like, this time was just really different. And I really think a lot of it is Instagram, you know, seeing other people. Like, I wasn't like, oh, that person's doing this, so I'm going to do it. No, but I would like look at all kinds of different things and kind of put them all together to get something that worked for me.
Sure.
I can remember when I had a Y membership, oh God, probably 10 plus years ago, I worked out a lot and I lost, I think that time, like 30 pounds, but I was still eating like fast food all the time. You know, I wasn't watching, you know, either I would work out a lot and not change my diet or I would change my diet to some extent, you know?
Right.
Honestly, it's really weird.
No, it's not weird at all. I totally get it.
Like, I used to, you know, I wore clothes. Like, I would wear mainly hoodies and yoga pants and everything. Yeah. I would wear, like, 2X for a lot of things when I probably should have wore 3X. I didn't wear jeans. I hadn't worn jeans in years. So I don't even know what size jeans, you know, I would have wore.
Sure.
Because I didn't want to know
right.
what size jeans that I was, you know, I was probably like in a women's size. I don't know, maybe a 24 or something.
Okay.
I would look at clothes, you know, when I was much bigger and I would be like, oh, that's going to fit. And then it wouldn't even be close to fitting.
Sure.
So then now when I go and I'm like, oh, that is way too small. And then I put it on and it's not, it fits perfectly. Like, it's just, it's really weird because when you go from living, you know, morbidly obese for like 15 years, I mean, pretty much my entire adult life, you know, I've lived that way that now, you know, I don't have to, like, I bought my son a little trampoline for Christmas and I think it's the weight limit's 220.
Sure.
And like, I don't even have to worry about him and I, he's like 32, 33 pounds, him and I being on it and us exceeding the weight limit, like things like that, you know, where I always had to worry about weight.
Right.
Now it's like all these little non-scale victories that I don't have to worry about. I went to the mall yesterday and I went into Aeropostale and I tried on a dress and it fit. I went into H&M, like stores that I never ever would have been able to, like, I, you know, go in and like buy something.
Right.
You know, I can now. And it's just really, really weird. But then it's kind of like almost, it's kind of almost sad though, too. Like, I'll, like, if I'm looking in clearance, like, there's all these like 2X or double XL, you know, clearance things, clothes that I can't wear anymore, you know. Right. And even though it's nice that I'm in smaller sizes now, it's just, it's kind of like, I don't know. It's just kind of like sad in a way, too.
Kind of makes you reflect and look back on how you used to be and the scarcity mindset you used to have with things like that. I totally get that.
Yeah, it's just, it's really, it's crazy.
It's, yeah, and 112, that is such an incredible number. You should, like, write it down, frame it or something, because that is awesome.
A bunch of people that I work with that weigh that. And I'm like, how did I carry, like, you around? Like, it's... Yeah. It's really weird to think about.
That's an interesting way to look at it. That's pretty funny. I like that though. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, what was your main source of losing the weight as far as exercise go? I'm sure eating habits have changed quite a bit. What was your mode of exercise?
So, last January when I started, it was changing the way I eat, and then I started walking at the mall. So I was with all these old people going to the mall, and I would just walk before work.
Yeah.
And then in February, on Kohl's.com, I bought an elliptical, and I started using that at home. And I used that at home for 8 months.
Okay.
I did, and then in July I bought some free weights, like 3, 5, and 8 pounds, and then I started using YouTube videos. So most of, I want to say like 85 of the pounds I lost at home with just eating a healthier diet and exercising at home. And then the end of September, I think it was the 30th of September, I got a gym membership at Planet Fitness. So now I go to the gym 4-5 days a week.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, you made mention to your eating habits before, and that's something I would love to hone in on. What worked for you? What have you been doing eating-wise?
So I used to eat fast food at least once a day.
Yeah.
Sometimes twice a day. I was eating like 3,000 plus calories a day.
Right.
I was eating like 2 to 3 like sandwiches. So like up to 6 pieces of bread a day and like ramen noodles. And then, you know, those like dollar packet boxes of noodles, you know, even though that's like 2 or 3 servings in one box, I'd eat the entire thing.
Oh, you have to. You can't let it go. Yeah.
So I, before I got pregnant with my son, I had lost, you know, the 40 pounds. So I kind of did the same thing that I did then. I I started using my Fitness Pal again.
Sure.
I plugged in, you know, my weight, how active I am. And then I think in the beginning, I want to say in the beginning, I was eating like 1500 calories, maybe a day,
okay,
which was not enough. Sure. I'm eating about 1800 now. And since I've been running, sometimes I even go up to 2000 because I will not starve myself. I know there's a lot of people that are like, oh, hit my calories. You know, I can tell if I'm just hungry because I'm bored hungry, or if I'm really hungry. So I stay, it's bumped up a little bit. I guess what I eat is considered kind of low carb. I eat about 100 net carbs to like 130 net carbs a day. So it's like plenty, you know, like I'll eat bread sometimes, you know, if I want a donut, I'll eat a donut. If I want a piece of cake, I'll eat a piece of cake. I just fit it into my calories for the day.
Right.
I basically just don't, I mean, I eat the opposite of the way I used to eat. I mean, oh, I just, it. And it's really sad because here lately, like sometimes I just miss. And I made my own podcast and I talked about it, like I think in February, and it's really sad, but sometimes I just miss eating what I want when I want. Even right. though I felt terrible all the time, I was bloated, I was lethargic, all I ever wanted to do was sleep, you know, I had no energy, you know.
Yeah.
McDonald's was like, was my thing, McDonald's and Burger King, and I have not eaten McDonald's and Burger King since I started this, because those were like, you know, my comfort, like, those were... my husband, he would get off work at, you know, 11, 12 at night. And I would say, hey, can you pick me up a double quarter pounder, you know, large fry and a large Coke. And that was like, I mean, that wasn't even a meal. Like that was just like, I mean, I would eat like meals for like snacks sometimes. Right. So I just, you know, I'm mindful of what I eat now. I have been trying. I really want to get away from like the highly processed foods. You know, I'm never going to be just no processed foods at all. But sure. I would like to try, because I've been kind of like, my energy's been kind of yucky lately. And I don't know if it's because of that, you know, if it's just the weather or what. But I just, you know, and I still like, Wendy's, I will get, you know, like some chicken sandwiches, but with, you know, not on the bun and like a salad, or, you know, I can go to Subway and get a salad. And I really don't eat salad very much, like maybe a couple times a month. But, I think like the biggest thing is like my Fitness Pal is great, to download. And like, if you're good, or like just, you know, it's nice to be able to like plan before, like ahead, and see, you know, what you can have, you know, what's not gonna do like too much damage. And a lot of it isn't just like, okay, a donut. Like a donut doesn't make me feel terrible. And I kind of wish that sweets did. Unfortunately, sweets do not make me feel terrible. But like too much bread or too much pasta, you know, stuff like that, like literally makes me feel sick.
Right.
So I try to stay away from, like even pizza, I can eat two pieces of pizza and I can be okay. But like, if I get to that third and it's, you know, even if it's in with my calories for the day, it leaves me feeling like lethargic and like all I want to do is sleep. So.
Right. Oh, I get it. Just so you don't feel alone on your openly sharing, let me tell you my first initial thoughts on what good nutrition was. Right after high school, I got a retail job as a retail manager in the area here. And every day I would go to Burger King first thing in the morning, and I would get like a combo of some sort and start it off with a large Coke for breakfast. That was my routine for, it's probably 2 years. I don't, somewhere around there. It was something ridiculous. So the amount of money I was spending on that alone is nauseating in itself. I would then, for lunch, if I didn't go out somewhere that was nearby, local like fast food place especially, I would heat up something at our store that was not good at all, because again, I had no idea what nutrition entailed. And then dinner was always two parts. So it was, because I would always get off around 5 or 6. I would stop at like you said, McDonald's or something. Taco Bell was a hot spot for sure. And get what I could, stuff myself on the ride home. But then I had to make sure I had a real dinner at 8 o'clock. So yes. I would get something else. And what would that entail? Maybe a full pizza by itself? Because I'm a big dude and I can I can eat, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I thought, you know. And like you said, I would just eat myself sick all the time, but never put two and two together. This was all before my mom passed, so I had no reason to really be, you know, upset. There are reasons, however, but, you know, nothing that crazy. And I was just, you know, feel sorry for myself and just eat myself until I was sick. It's nauseating to think about, you know. I'm sure you feel the same way looking back on it. I think you kind of touched base on my next question a little bit while you were talking before. What's your relationship like with all those bad foods that you had before now? What does that look like for you?
So soda, like Coke, was a huge thing, and like sweet tea. And I have not had a sip of soda. And what has it been? 12, 13, 14, 15, 15 months.
Wow.
So my husband will get a Coke, like from McDonald's. That was my favorite. And oh gosh, I loved Burger King's Cokes too. And yes. I'll be like, oh, that looks so good. And he's like, here, just have a taste. And I'm like, no, it's like not so much that he's trying to sabotage me, but you know, like for him, like he could just, you know, like him and I were talking the other day. We went to Bob Evans, and I'm like, do you think do you miss the old me that would just eat whatever? And like, he's like, he didn't like, you know, how unhealthy that I was eating, but he's like, yeah, a little bit. And, you know, I told him about how I emotionally ate, and he's just like, what? He's like, what is that? I'm like, you know, it's really hard. Like, cause he could probably drink a Coke. And then if somebody was like, you can't have it anymore, he would be fine. You know?
Sure.
And, but he just doesn't understand like, what emotional, you know, eating and all that stuff is. So, I used to eat Taco Bell a lot too. I haven't had Taco Bell, which I know they have some, you know, healthier, options, and I should look into that. But, so my go-to, like if I was upset, I would have my husband bring it home, or I would go, to Speedway gas station at like 2 a.m. I would get a 20 ounce of Coke, a bag of cheese puffs, and two large cosmic brownies. I have not had cheese puffs in 15 months.
That's awesome.
I did, a couple months ago, at church, we have potlucks, and somebody had cosmic brownies, and I ate a couple of them. Like, you know, they come in like two, and I ate one small package. I was eating the large ones, and I ate it. And I mean, it was good, but it wasn't like, you know, I didn't, it made me kind of nervous thinking, oh my gosh, are you going to get like some, you know, like comfort? Like, cause that was like my go-to, and it was just like, it was just something, you know, to eat. It wasn't any more than that. But like those boxes of pasta, I won't eat those. Oh, ramen noodles, like I see it and I'm like, oh God, that looks so good. But I just, you know, like there's just so much sodium in there. And then I've heard stuff about like the waxy whatever coating, you know, is, I mean, obviously it's not the healthiest for you. So I just, I don't eat any of that. So, the only time I really do eat pasta is at church when we have potlucks, only because I overeat when it comes to pasta. Like I can't just be like, oh, I'm going to have this small serving of, pasta. Like I don't emotional eat anymore. If I get upset, my first thought isn't food. And I think that's because when I work out, sometimes I get really emotional. Like I feel so good because the workout is just taking, you know, all my stress and pain and sadness and everything away. So like somewhere along the line, like my emotional eating went away, but I still tend to overeat. So like on Saturdays when I go to church and we have potluck, I won't eat breakfast. I'll eat potluck at church. It'll probably be like 1500 calories in one meal.
Yeah.
And then I will eat like a snack before bed, and then that's all I eat. And then, and it works out well because I can eat, you know, more, and I'm kept full, you know, up until like Sunday. Usually I don't eat Sunday until like noon, cause I don't like to eat before I go to the gym, and I go to the gym probably around 9 AM. So, it works out perfectly. So I can still eat, you know, like I'll eat pasta and stuff at church on Saturdays. And then, I'm fine, you know, the rest of the week. I'm not like craving pasta or anything, but pasta and I still eat bread now. Like I can eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich once a day and I'm fine. I'm not trying to go back and get, you know, a bunch more sandwiches, but,
yeah.
Yeah. I just don't, oh man. And my, my husband even said the other day, he's like, you used to eat so much. And I'm like, I did. I mean, and sometimes I would only eat two meals a day, but those two meals were huge, you know? And then I was eating like half a, like sometimes half a gallon of ice cream, you know, a half of a half gallon of ice cream. And it's like,
sure.
And that's just the stuff, like, and it's so disgusting that even now after losing all this, like, that's the thing that I'd get disgusted with myself a little bit because I'm like, I miss that. Yeah. You know, like, how do I think I just miss just, yeah, I mean, I just miss eating what I want when I want, but I mean, it literally doesn't make me feel good and it was super unhealthy. But, you know, a part of me, I think it's just because I ate like that for so many years that even though it's been, you know, 15 months that I've been, you know, eating healthier, it still is kind of, you know, like, I don't know.
I get it. It's, you know, it's definitely an addiction that we all have to get out of and create new habits for ourselves. It's so difficult. And kind of to your point before, I know, again, when I was eating, I had to have like kind of like a, what am I trying to describe here? Kind of like a world's view of everything I ate. I had to have a little bit of everything. So I needed chips, and then I needed something sweet, and then I needed pizza, and then I needed like all different flavors, textures, and things. And that was like a full meal. And I would do that, you know, 2, 3, 4 times a day sometimes. Yeah. And I get it. It's just such a difficult addiction and habit to get out of because you're so used to it. And then your body's so used to it. And then kind of to what you said before, when you start exercising, your body just kind of, it starts to, well, it obviously starts to reject it. And you just want to resort to old habits because the old habits were easier. Those things were much less difficult to, you know, put into place every day. And a lot less time consuming too. Cause I don't know about you, but meal prepping for myself takes, you know, a decent amount of time, nothing crazy. But before it was just instant. You go to McDonald's, boom, it's right there. You go to Burger King, boom, it's right there. I'd order a pizza. It's ready in 20 minutes. Boom. You know, no problem.
Yeah. It's interesting. I don't meal prep.
Okay.
I like, I made chili. Did I make that Sunday? I think I made chili Sunday. So I've ate that all week for dinner. So sometimes I do stuff like that, but, I'm home throughout the week. So I don't really meal prep very much. Like if I'll make tacos or something, like I'll eat that for 2 days or, if I make like corned beef and cabbage, then yeah, I can get like 3 or 4 dinners out of that. But yeah, even eating at home, you know, the stuff that I eat usually is pretty easy to make, but yeah, it was so much easier just to run through a drive-through and.
Oh, right. Or just run something to a gas station, like you said.
Right.
So much easier. Oh my gosh. All right. Next, I would love to talk about, and I know you kind of hinted at it a little earlier, what kind of got you started on Instagram? What was it that made you start your journey? What made you want to start posting?
So there's a girl that I follow on YouTube, and she has she had a weight loss Instagram. And I'm like, I was about a month in, because I started January 2nd of last year. And I believe the beginning of February, was it February 1st maybe? I was like, oh, I want to try this. So I got on Instagram, and I am so glad that I did, because my son is like my biggest like inspiration. Like, he is what keeps me going.
Right.
But I really have to say that Instagram has been like number two to that. I've met so many amazing people on Instagram. There's so many, you know, different accounts with people doing different things. I don't do keto. I never could, because I like carbs too much. Right. But, you know, I can, you know, sometimes some of my meals are very low carb, you know, so I can get different meal ideas on there. And just, so I'm looking back, February 1st, 2018 was a picture with me with a filter on. And then my second picture was the Cauli Power, this cauliflower pizza.
Okay.
So in the beginning, like, I mainly just posted my food. It took a while. It wasn't until I got under the 220s that I started posting my weight. A lot of people from work followed me, and I was very kind of embarrassed to post my weight, even though, like, if nobody from work or in my personal life would have followed me, I would have had no issue with posting it. Cause I mean, there's people that are 3, 4, 5, 6, you know, 700 pounds, you know, that post their weight. But I was too uncomfortable to post it. I didn't want people to know, you know.
I get it. I'm still hesitant to do it myself. So I totally get that.
It was real it was nice. It was real freeing. I mean, there were times though in the beginning too that I had wished, and this is not going to make an ounce of sense, but that I had wished that I had weighed more. And I know that's crazy, but, like, you know, seeing people on there who have lost like hundreds of pounds, I'm like, oh, well, even if I only lose like 100, and, you know, if I get down to like 120, 125, like, maybe somebody will be like, oh, that, you know, that's not that much, which doesn't make any sense, because, I mean, 112 pounds is a lot of weight, but...
Oh, sure.
You know, you always compare, like, yourself to other people, and that's why I post, in the past even, like, I've posted, like, pictures of, like, my stomach, because I don't want people to, like, look at me and be like, oh, my God, look at her. She looks so amazing. And not saying that I don't look okay, but, you know, oh, right. My God, she looks so amazing. And it's like, okay, yeah, but, you know, I do have loose skin, and, you know, I just don't want people to ever, like, compare themselves to me, because...
Right.
I have so many, you know, imperfections, and
oh, sure.
I don't know, but yeah, Instagram, I mean, I have met some amazing, amazing people, you know, who I am like so close with, even though I haven't met them in person yet.
Right.
You know, cause being like a toddler mom, and, you know, I don't get to see like a ton of my friends, that I know offline, you know, very much. Sure. So, it's really nice, you know, and to be around people who, are feeling, you know, maybe the way that you're feeling about like body image or about, you know, losing weight, all of that. But, that's why I'm so excited for the Flying Pig, to like meet, you know, so many amazing people in person. And I don't know, it's just,
yeah,
Instagram is, it's awesome. And I never was into Instagram. Like, I have a quote unquote personal page, which I started probably like 10 plus years ago. I don't even do anything on it. I only started it so I could use filters. That was like before cell phones would, you know, had filters on it, you know, sure. And there were other apps like for that.
Yeah.
I was always just a Facebooker. So, starting my Instagram last year, I don't know. I'm so glad, that I did. 'Cause I mean, the community, you know, like if you're having a bad day, like someone will message you and be like, you know, is everything okay? Or, you know, if they haven't on days that I work, you know, they'll be like, is everything fine? And I'm like, oh, I'm just working, you know, people check in on you and.
Oh, I get it.
It's so nice.
And I have to say, and I have to acknowledge you for a second, because there's so many people on Instagram like myself up to, you know, up till recently who don't show up. You show up every single day and you show up with just so much of yourself. You're so real with your stories. You're so real with your posts. You show up for people in amazing ways every single day. There's no day off for you, I've noticed. I'm sure you don't feel like it's a job. However, your reach and your impact on people, I mean, it's very, even for myself, it's so inspiring to see how present you are and how well you show up. It makes me want to do better and be better for other people, to show up every day. And it's so amazing. What gives you the drive to do it every day? Just the community or?
I don't know. Like, it's so crazy when somebody will say something like that to me, because I'm like, I don't feel like I'm, you know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like I'm, like,
you do though, yeah.
Doing anything. I just, you know, I know what it was like to hit rock bottom, and I just, I don't want anyone ever to, you know, feel like that, or if they do feel like that, I just want to give people hope. I've put on Facebook, I'm in some, stroke groups, for kids. And, yeah. Sometimes I'll post some of my like Instagram stuff in there because I want parents to know that, you know, like you can't pour from an empty cup. Like you have to take care of yourself, not just your, you know, your kids. And that it is possible to, you know, live healthy when, you know, your babies and your kids are on medications, you know, and going to 3 to 4 therapies a week. And I don't know, like I've always been, you know, like kind of like the caregiver type. And, sure. I don't follow a ton of accounts just because I like it to be like real intimate. Like I like, oh, okay. Like if, like you, if I haven't seen you posting, okay, I want to check on him, you know? And I feel like if I was following like thousands of people, like right. I wouldn't be able to like check on, you know, people and make sure that they're doing okay. 'Cause I know, you know, in the past what it's like to, you know, to fall out of like the whole weight loss thing. And then maybe somebody that you were working out with, like you just don't really talk to them much anymore because you, I don't know, like you just kind of like back away because you're, I don't know.
Different.
You know what I'm saying?
I get
like,
it.
I know, like when I've went through some things, you know, in the past, like you want to like pull away from people and you just, you know,
right.
You don't want to be like, okay, I don't want to be in the weight loss community. I don't want to see people losing weight when maybe I'm gaining some weight. You know what I mean? And that's right. Okay. Like we all have to go through. I failed miserably so many times to lose weight, but I just want people, you know, that I'm friends with on there to know that like, I'm, you know, still rooting for you. And even if you're going through some stuff right now, it's okay because I've been there. You know, I've lost 40 pounds and then gained back 50 or 60 and then lost, you know, 30 pounds and then gained back, you know, 50 again. And I mean, my son, I mean, that's the only thing that I can say because I've never lost more than 40 pounds. And now it's like, holy crap, I've lost 112 pounds and I'm, you know, I actually like going to the gym and it's not like a chore. And I mean, all I can really say, I don't know. I just feel like it's, I don't know. It's my son. And I wish that like I could bottle up what I have, you know, and to give like to other people because, you know, a lot of, you know, I see so many people struggling and, you know, they ask me like, how do you, you know, how do you do it? Like, how do you stay motivated? And I'm just like, I just have to, but I really did. Like, the first year and a half of his life was like horrendous. And I literally, you know, like, I ate myself to death, and I literally just, and it was so easy when he was a baby. Like, all he would do is just lay in,
in his
bed, and I would just like eat, you know, sleep, eat, sleep, you know, and it was so easy. And then he was getting bigger, and it's like, you know, when he started eating real food, I'm like, I'm not giving you cheese puffs. Like, you're going to eat real, you know, you're going to eat healthy foods. And then it's like,
awesome.
What is he going to do when he is like, you know, 3 or 4 and is like, Mom, how come you get to eat, you know, that trash? And why am I eating, you know, this? And like,
why am I stuck with this? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I just, it's just, it literally, honestly, everything, all of it, like, really just kind of does feel like a dream sometimes. Like, cause I wished to be, you know, a healthy weight, and I wanted to be a lot thinner for so many years, and like, it never, like, nothing ever clicked. And then this time it clicked, and I don't know. I just want, you know, to help people. And if somebody, you know, sees my account and is like, oh my gosh, you know, her son had a stroke and he's on meds and she's running him to therapies, you know, every week. Plus she's working part time and she's, you know, doing all this stuff. Like, I can do it too. Because even in the beginning, like, somebody's, even on Instagram, somebody was like, oh, why don't you go to a gym? And I was like, oh, I don't have time to go to a gym. Yes, I do. I go to the gym all the time now, you know, I just have to make time. So I don't know. It is crazy though when people are like, oh my gosh, you helped me. And I'm like, I don't know. But I've always wanted to just be real. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I've always wanted to be real. So like, sometimes I'm like, oh, should I post that, you know, picture of like my apron belly hanging? And then I'm like, yes, I'm going to post it. Cause I just, you know, I don't want anyone to ever like look at me and be like, oh my gosh, she's like, oh, she looks so perfect. Cause I, you know, I don't at all, you know, and I deal with my own struggles, but I just, I don't know. I want to help people though. And that's why I try to be, you know, as real and as possible and, you know, check in on people, you know, when they're, you know, if I haven't seen them post, you know, in a while. And, you know, and that's hard too, because I don't want, you know, to come off as like, oh, she, you know, I don't know, like trying to like force anything on them, but I just, you know, want them to know, like, cause sometimes like you feel like forgotten, and I've, you know, felt like that before in the past. Like, I've felt like I was forgotten, and I don't want anyone to feel like that. Like, you can go through your thing, you know, and then when it's time to come back, you know, and do what you need to do, like, you know, it's always gonna, you know, everybody's gonna be there.
I get it. Yeah, and it's funny because when I was on my walk earlier this afternoon, I was listening to a podcast that was about, it was about personal branding and just kind of showing up every day. How do you carry yourself? How do you, you know, how do you show up every day? They were talking about just that, showing up. How are you coming off to people? What is your perception to other people? And when I thought of people that show up every day, I was like, oh my God, I'm interviewing that lady later. Like, Crystal, you show up every single day, and it is so real, and it is helpful, because I know firsthand that I, you know, you inspire me every day when I see you on your stories or a post, and it's very moving and motivating. So it's very much a credit to you, because not everybody can show up like you do and do it genuinely and honestly. I think you do it in the best way possible. So I have to say thank you. And I'm sure there's plenty of other people that would thank you as well as myself.
That's kind of how Maynard, that big guy, 700, do you follow him?
Mm-hmm.
He like in the very beginning, like really helped me. On days where I was like, I can remember last February was like really rough. You know, it was just the beginning of my journey. And I'm like, oh man, I can't do this, or I don't want to work out. And then he would have a story and he'd be like, you know, get up, you know, get moving, right. like do at least something. And I'm just like, okay, you know, and then I look at him and I'm like, man, like he started when he was 700 pounds. Like he would look at me and be like, you only have to lose. Cause in the beginning I'm like, you know, I would get really anxious and, you know, almost have a panic attack thinking, oh my God, I have 120 pounds, 125 pounds to lose. Right. Oh my God. And then, you know, to him, he'd like be looking at me like only 120. That's yeah. all you got to lose, you know? So like, I'm a toddler mom and, I'm home 5 days a week and, you know, especially in the winter, like there's just really not much to do. Like, you know, document my journey. And, you know, I just want people, you know, to see, like, you don't have to do these, like, you know, crazy workouts. Cause when I started, all I was doing, you know, was walking and
sure.
I don't know. I know what it felt like to like try to lose and fail and try to lose and fail. And I just want to be like that hope for somebody that it's like, you know, you can do it too. Cause even before, you know, this was before I had my son, like when right. I had no kids, you know, aside from my stepdaughter, like now I'm running my son to therapies, you know, and he takes meds, you know, several times a day. And it's like, I could do it now. Why couldn't I, you know, right. I couldn't do it then. So, you know, I just want people to see that, like, even if life is, you know, hard, cause I, believe me, I know what it's like it's, but it makes you feel so much better too. I mean, even though sometimes I miss eating, you know, like crap, I mean, even though it made me feel like crap, like the life that I live now, you know, knowing that like this summer I'm going to take him to the zoo and if I want to take him on like, you know, or if I want to go horseback riding, I can, you know, there were so many things that I was, you know, wasn't able to do before. And it's just so weird knowing that like my weight is not something I have to worry about anymore. And I just want people to, you know that too. Like, you know what that feels like.
I get it. Yeah. You hit it right on the head. I mean, there's just so much life to be created after, you know, there's so many more opportunities, so many just things to do. And I think you're truly an embodiment of that. And it's, like I said, it's just amazing how you show up for people and inspire them and show them that there is that other side of it as well, that there's things to look forward to, that it's not all just awful, hard, and grinding. There's
right.
so much happiness to be had after. It's amazing.
It's just weird to hear someone say that, like, you know, because it's nice to know that, like, I'm inspiring people, but it's, you know, when I'm, like, just rambling, you know, on my stories and stuff, I'm like, I don't know. I'm just saying sure. what's, you know, what I'm thinking. And
I get it. Yeah. All right. I have my last pair of questions for you. So, my first one. Crystal, what would you say to somebody who you just met for the first time, somebody who maybe has followed your Instagram and sees your weight loss, and they're saying, you know, I need to start myself. And they look at you and they think, man, you did all these things. You've lost 112 pounds. You've done all this work, but I can't start. I can't bring myself to start. I know I have over 100 pounds to lose just like you do, but I can't get going. What do you say to that person? What do you think it is?
I don't know. It's like kind of hard because I feel like I literally hit rock bottom. There were so many things I couldn't do. I mean, I would walk, you know, even at a store and I would be short of breath, you know, and I'd have to sit down. And I feel like for me, you know, there had to be that moment. And sometimes I feel like you have to have that moment, like where you're just fed up and you're like, okay, I'm done living this way. It's just so hard to, it's hard to answer. You know what I mean? Cause
I
failed so many times before and like, I could see somebody, you know, I had friends, you know, who were like personal trainers and they would be posting all this stuff and I'd be like, oh, who cares? You know? But sure. I guess if they really do, like, really want Maybe they are at that rock bottom. You can just change like little things. My Fitness Pal is great. Even eat how you are, but just look and see, you know, how much you're eating. It's really just moving. I mean, moving your body, like walking, like I said, I was just mall walking.
Right.
That was the exercise that I was doing in the beginning. And then, you know, just, I went from eating only twice a day to eating three meals a day, you know, plus a snack or two.
Right.
I would just say, I honestly, like, Instagram is great. Like, following a lot of these, you know, accounts, there's so many people that are, like, you know, so inspiring. And, but, I mean, I truly think for someone to really, at least for me, to, like, be successful with, like, finally losing weight, like, I hit rock bottom. Like, my son... he had outgrown his baby bath, and I had to, you know, bathe him in the actual bathtub, you know, and bending over the bathtub, you know, like my back ached and I could hardly breathe because, you know, all that weight on, you know, my chest and my lungs. And I think there has to, and not everybody has that, like, that aha moment. But for me, I think that's what really did it, because I've never been successful before until, you know, this time around. And now it's just, you know, it's ingrained in me. It's like, but also, you know, building habits, even if you don't want to do something, do it because you know that you have to do it. And eventually, like, but even with the workouts, like, even before I had my son and I lost that 40 pounds, I worked out. And I liked to work out, but I never, like, you know, had emotional workouts. And I think now, like, with the certain music, and if you just let yourself, you know, who cares about other people? I mean, I've choked crying at the gym, and people probably, you know, just don't worry about what other people think about you. Just let yourself feel in the moment. I mean, Papa Roach, Last Resort, that come whenever that comes on, like, I literally just, like, it just, you know, because that's how I felt. Like, it was my last resort. Like, there was nothing else. I, you know, I was either gonna eat myself to death and or I was gonna make a change. So
that's awesome.
I hope that answered your question. It's hard because you have to just be so fed up with how you're living.
Right. No, I get it. My last question for you, you kind of already answered some of it, which is not your fault, but that, so let's imagine you're meeting this same person again, different time, and they said, okay, I'm ready to start now. You've talked them into it, but for whatever reason, you can only give them three tips, three pieces of advice, three things to follow, if it's nutrition, if it's workout, whatever it is. What do you think your three tips are you can give this person?
So I would say definitely nutrition, because as they say, you can't work out a bad diet.
Sure.
And you don't want to, you know, I've met people, like, there's this guy at the gym and he's like, oh, I still eat real bad, but I don't leave the gym until I've burned like 1,200 calories or something. Jeez, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I would rather just eat, you know, eat how I'm eating now and then only do maybe a 400 calorie, you know, burn workout or whatever. But, so I would say nutrition, and definitely working out. Like, it's, it doesn't have to be anything crazy. I mean, you can walk, you can lift some weights, but definitely exercise. I mean, it's so good for you. It's so good for your heart. My walking heart rate used to be like 120s and now it's like 80s or 90s. Wow. My resting heart rate is like 50s sometimes now. And my heart rate used to be like 90 to 100 all the time. So,
yeah.
And then honestly, like, the third thing I would have to say, it would be Instagram.
Okay.
Honestly, like, Instagram is really, I mean, there are some amazing, fantastic, you being one of them, people on there, you know, that I have met. And, yeah. You know, everybody's got, you know, something else, you know. It's just the friendships that I've made on here are just absolutely great. And I honestly, aside from my son, Instagram, you know, because on days where, you know, you might feel so alone, because like if you have a friend that's never been like, you know, morbidly obese, and like even my husband, you know, I love him so much, but like he just doesn't, you know, he doesn't understand. Like right. He literally looked at me at Bob Evans the other day and he goes, "What's that?" when I talked about emotional eating. And he just looked at me like I was stupid. But I mean, he, you know, it's wonderful though that he's never like experienced that. Like I would, you know, to not have to be an emotional eater. You know, and he's never been obese, so he just doesn't, you know, get it. But you know, sure. Being around people that get it, you know, understand what it's like to be, you know, fat shamed or to, you know, when I was dating before I met my husband, you know, it was really hard. Like, you know, on sure. dating sites, guys, you know, try to talk to you. And then if you didn't, you know, you weren't into what they wanted, you know, they'd cuss you out and call you a fat, you know, and it's like, yeah. Okay, well, you were just 2 seconds ago, you know, like I had, you know, a lot of stuff, like even little kids, and no offense to them, but I will teach my son, you know, when he can talk, you don't ever call someone fat or, you know, talk about their weight. You know, I've had little kids like be like, "How come you're so fat?" You right. know, and just stuff like that. And it is, you know, it's innocent and they don't get it. But, you sure. know, that stuff, like that hits you.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
And even though if it's something, you know, okay, yeah, I was eating 3,000 calories a day, so it's my fault, you know, that I was that big, but still, like, that is so hurtful. So I really think, you know, getting to be around people, you know, I started out, like, just as using it as a, you know, accountability, you know, and then I've just grown, you know, to have so many friendships, and, you know, I still use it for accountability, but just, you know, and being there for other people that know, you know, what you're going through. And like, if I've been through something, you know, that they have, you know, just to show them, hey, you can survive. And,
yeah,
you know, you can live a healthier life, even though, you know, life has thrown some curveballs at you. So, yeah, nutrition, working out, and Instagram.
That's awesome.
Because I can't give everybody my son. So
that's funny. That's awesome. Yeah. All right, Crystal, where can we find you? What are you working on? What do you have going on in your life? What can we look forward from you?
So I am on Instagram at Reduced Fat Mama, MOMMA. I have a podcast on Anchor, the Reduced Fat Mama podcast. I haven't made a podcast in several months. I just, sure. sometimes it's like hard, like I, you know, don't think about it, or I'll make a post about how I'm feeling, you know, or I'll do a story. Usually I do Instagram lives a lot, but since Willie is leaving Instagram for the month, I have told him that I'm not going to do an Instagram live until he comes back, because he's one of the only people that are consistent with getting on and watching.
Sure.
But I don't know. I'm like really excited for the summer. I'm excited to like go out and do things, go fishing with my husband. I've never liked to go fishing with him in the past, because being outside in summer when you're, you know, almost 300 pounds is not fun. You know, when you're all sweaty and,
right.
you know, you have to like walk up hills and stuff to get to, you know, water. So I'm excited to do a lot of things this summer that I've not been able to do since That's maybe awesome. Even being a kid. So, I don't know. I've talked to Daryl about maybe in the near future, not near future, but in the future, maybe when my son's older, maybe actually getting certified, you know, to be like a health coach or,
sure,
you know, a trainer or something. Not like, and no offense to anyone with MLMs, but I don't think like selling those like makes you a coach. Like I'm talking like, and you know, because I think you've like are going to, you know, actually like learning about nutrition and, you know, taking a test and all that stuff. So maybe in the near future, but just for now, I mean, just being myself, posting the good, the bad, you know, the crazy.
Yes. Yes.
On Instagram. So that's pretty much, yeah, just, I'm really excited for this summer to, I think I'm actually going to enjoy.
Yes, I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. Well, that was beautifully said. And Crystal, thank you so much for joining me. Like I said, this has been awesome. And you've given so much insight into why I need to do Instagram more, so much insight into, you know, good eating habits, and just so much for people that maybe are new or struggling to lose weight, which is kind of where we're gearing this, you know, podcast towards. So I love it. And thank you. Thank you so much for being here with me tonight.
Thank you so much for letting me share.
Absolutely. Thank you.
I want to thank Crystal again for joining me today. She brought so much insight for people that are just starting off with weight loss, people that may be struggling, and people that are in the thick of it right now. Crystal, thank you again so much for sharing. And the thing I love about Crystal, she shares so much of her story. It's so authentic, and there's so much we can learn from her. If you enjoyed today's episode and you felt like somebody may benefit from this, please share this with a friend that you think may enjoy the content of this episode. And in case you haven't been told this today, you are worth your dreams.